Unit 3. Music. Reading 1. Ella Fitzgerald. Ella Fitzgerald possessed one of the most recognizable voices in the music industry. Known as America's First Lady of Song, she sang jazz, bebop, and other musical styles. According to many critics, she transformed pop singing into an art form. In 1933, Ella was 16 and was waiting to dance in a competition at the legendary Apollo Theater in Harlem, New York City. There, she watched a couple of dancers perform and realized they were better than her. As a result, she decided to sing instead, which changed her life completely. The audience loved her, and she wound up winning the competition as a singer. Years later, in 1945, she utilized the scat method of singing while recording the song Flying Home. A singer scats by singing nonsense syllables rather than actual words. Therefore, in some regards, a scat singer's voice is like another musical instrument, as it often imitates the melodic line. The album Ella subsequently released was one of the most influential albums in jazz history. As Ella gained popularity, she began recording a series of albums called songbooks, wherein she sang the works of a different songwriter on each album. Among these composers were great maestros such as Duke Ellington, Cole Porter, and Irving Berlin. She also performed the songs of George and Ira Gershwin, which impressed those two noted songwriters a great deal. Throughout her life, Ella Fitzgerald won numerous awards and captured the hearts of Americans and people all around the world with her melodious voice. Reading 2. Post-rock. When a band takes to the stage with two guitars, a bass, a drum kit, and a keyboard, you can be pretty sure they're about to play a rock and roll show. So when you hear songs that sound like a movie soundtrack played by a rock band instead of an orchestra, is it really rock and roll? You're experiencing an unusual subgenre called post-rock. Post-rock bands use rock instruments, but make different music. In other words, instead of playing what we think of as normal rock songs with verses, a chorus, and a bridge, post-rockers experiment with distorted or unusual sounds. Songs are largely instrumental, though singing is occasionally used as another instrument, not for words. Musicians often employ electronic effects or samples from other musical genres to produce creative effects. Songs are usually quite long. They start quietly and slowly and build in intensity, adding sounds, volume, and speed until they reach a crescendo. Post-rock is rooted in 1970s German bands who threw away conventional song structure to try to create emotional experiences through music. The first true post-rock bands like Slint and Tortoise emerged in the early 1990s. The style matured with musicians such as Mogwai and Godspeed You Black Emperor, who defined the powerful but unconventional style. Though post-rock never became widely popular, bands like Sigur Rós and Explosions in the Sky made the sound more friendly to casual listeners. Their music was even featured in some TV and movie soundtracks. Perhaps this exposure will bring more people to appreciate the unique intensity of post-rock.